I'm Avi Arditi with Roseanne Skirbel, and this week on Wordmaster, our guest is Musa Nushi, 27-year-old Iranian with a master's degree in English teaching from Tehran University.
English is in high demand in Iran because lots of people are going on the net and business is kind of booming, so they need English a lot.
But right now, Musa Nushi is in America, thanks to the IIE, the New York-based Institute of International Education. He arrived in September to spend 10 months in the Persian Studies program at Portland State University in Oregon on the West Coast.
I'm a TA here, teaching assistant. I'm teaching Farsi to heritage speakers of Farsi. You know, heritage speaker refers to a person who knows the language through his parents but does not necessarily read or write. So I've got this class, it's a multi-level class, and I have to cater to everybody's needs, but I just love it.
Is it forcing you in one way or another to take a deeper or closer look at your own culture?
It does. You see, I've picked lots of positive points that I'm going to take back to my country. One of them is just being friendly towards your student. In Iran, authority counts a lot. You have to be very respectful and at the same time fearful of your authority. But it's not the case here. It's by just being a little bit more friendly, you can just encourage your students to do more activities. But this is the authority thing is a big thing in Iran, so I would like to be a little more friendlier towards my students, and it works.
So was this something that surprised you when you came into the American university system?
God, I just came here wearing suit. I was wearing a tie. I was dressed to nine. I thought that it just,
dressed to the nines. That's meaning very formally dressed.
Yes. And then I went on and I said that I don't have to be so formal. And usually, you see, I've got to take some courses too. So I'm sitting in the class and the prof came in. I just automatically got up, see? And I looked at the other guys just sitting, and I wondered, and then I understood that you don't have to get up for your prof. Of course, respect is good, but the point is...
The professor probably wondered, why is that man standing?
Yeah, actually, yeah, then I came to know that it's not necessary to get up all the time when the prof comes in.
Tell us some other things that... that you've noticed in this first month in the United States.
And especially even about the language. What have you been learning on campus?
I don't have problems with vocabulary and things like that. I'm just getting the good phrases and writing them down. For example, Google something. For example, you Google a name, you Google an article, you Google a place.
That's turning the Internet Google search engine into a verb.
Yes. Another thing that I learned, look-see. For example, to have a look-see at something. Look-see means to look or have a quick look at something. So you can say, for example, I had a look-see at the documents and there was nothing wrong with it. I heard the expression, he's sleeping with fishes, I guess.
He's what?
Sleeping with fishes.
Yes, means he's dead, I guess.
I think that's sort of like mafia slang, you know, they throw someone in the water, right, and he's sleeping with fishes.
Exactly, and I got it from a movie.
Yeah.
Speaking of movies... Musa Nushi says violent American films gave him the wrong impression of American life. He says he wasn't prepared for how nicely people have treated him since he arrived last month.
They are helpful and help you as much as they can, and sometimes more than you expect. I mean, it's something that really surprises me. In Iran, asking too many questions means how weak you are or how... That you need others. But here, you can easily pose your questions, your problems.
Now, can I ask you one last question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Have there been any expressions or idioms or slang that you learned, let's say from a dictionary or a book, that fell flat when you used it, meaning the person just looked at you and sort of didn't understand?
Yes. For example, the other day I used the word rent for my parents. And the guy just thought that I'm talking about renting place and...
when in fact he was referring to his parents. Musa Nushi from Iran is spending the school year at Portland State University through the Foreign Language Teaching Assistant Program of the Institute of International Education.
And that's Wordmaster for this week. Our email address is word@voanews.com, and our segments are all on the web at voanews.com/wordmaster. With Avi Arditi, I'm Roseanne Skirbel.